across several remote places in the country, a number of women and adolescent girls encounter the problem of acquiring sanitary pads due to poverty and other cultural practices. Faced with this issue, they often turn to unsafe items in place of pads, as 51-year-old Alice from Menankwe village recounts.
At first, we did not even know about pads, but at home we were using cloths. But even when we were using clothes, we did not even know that we can even keep hygiene.
It's stories like this that drew the attention of Marie-Claire Kuja. She is a menstrual activist and head of Kuja EcoPads, a company that now produces locally made and biodegradable sanitary pads from agricultural waste. Here in Menankwe, just outside Bamenda, I visited a factory where Kuja EcoPads are being produced.
I'm Simon Christian. And here we are cutting banana stems to transform them into fibers in order to make EcoPads.
Kuja explains the process.
The stems are coming from communities here in Menankwe where people volunteer to donate the stems to us because they are agro-waste. So the stem, they only stay to get rotten after some time. So now we are making great use of it.
Out of the stems, fine fibers are squeezed out, either manually or by machine. Cut into tiny pieces, washed, dried, and carried to the next unit.
So now we are actually extracting the fibers from the banana stems, and we are using tools like spoons, we have like some knives. So now you can see these are the fiber threads. Then after this is taken to the production unit, where I'll be taking you soon. So I'll take you to the production unit right now. Okay.
At the production unit, I see a dozen or so women sitting at the equipment used in making the pads. Kuja explains.
We have our first UV machine, which sterilizes the fibers. We take it to the fluffing unit, which grinds the fibers and turn it into fine cotton like this. And this is what forms the core absorbent for our parts.
From here, the cutting is taken to assembly line, measured and put into forms, and then carried to the stamping section, where they are shaped into parts.
Mange here is in charge of stamping, so she's gonna stamp the parts. They want stamper. She's gonna bring it out. See how beautiful that is. So that is a core absorbent for our parts. We bring the form parts to this table, and then our ladies on this table will help to put them in a non-woven fabric, and then from there they'll take it now to the finishing, and that will make our parts.
Having completed the stamping, we now head to the final phase. And here we are. This is where quality assurance will be done. Kuja details the next step.
We put them in our sterilizing machine. This is called a UV machine. This is the same kind of machine that is used in theaters to sterilize operating tools. And once it comes out of there without any fungal or bacteria, we put them right into these tubes and seal them right away to prevent any germs from getting inside.
Okay.
Then after that, we put them into our boxes.
The Kuja EcoPads are now ready for the market. They have been tested and approved by the St. Louis University Institute of Health and Biomedical Sciences here. Kuja says these alternative parts are environmentally friendly and better than mainstream ones because
they are natural, they are 100% biodegradable because we use natural raw materials to make them, which means they can be decomposed within 6 months by microorganisms.
Apart from making parts, she explains how her company is also providing jobs and training to the underprivileged.
One of the reasons for starting this was to find people who are at the bottom of the pyramid to empower them financially. So we have women here in the community of Menankwe who are working here for the first time and earning an income to take care of their families.
While the number of women and adolescent girls who can't access or buy sanitary pads in Cameroon is unknown, but UNESCO statistics indicate that 1 in 10 girls across Africa miss school during their menses and eventually drop out due to menstruation-related issues. Tebek Alphonse, for Radio France International, Bamenda.